is the Jam, rebooting your workday. June and Martin on your best mix of music, Capital FM.
Dreams of my what?
Dreams of my Goku.
Goku.
Yes.
Goku. That's our grandmother.
Yes, that's grandmother in Maragoli.
Ah, so we have a French person in the studio.
Olivia. All the way from Maragoli?
Yes.
Olivia Mbadi is in studio.
Yes.
Is it SB Fire?
Yes, SB Fire is a producer from South Africa. Uh-huh. So he reached out to the track, and that's how I ended up being on the track. And hey. So I wrote to that and performed the vocals.
We have an artist who's across Africa.
But that is what we expect here on Jamming on the Jam.
Exactly.
So for those of you who've tuned in, you know for a fact Tuesday is you've checked in, mm-hmm, for Jamming on the Jam, and we try our best to bring you awesome people who are doing dope things in the music space. People who we feel you need to hear more. We need to play your music more. We need to experience you more. So thank you for honoring our invite.
Thank you.
And so we're going to just jump in and we're going to ask you the one question we like to ask our people.
It's very simple.
Who are you?
Yes. Who am I?
Not okay. What are you? Not what do you do? Very.
Who am
come
I?
Come on, Miss Homa. Who are you?
So first, my name is Olivia Mbani. I'm a singer, songwriter, marketing consultant. But who am I truly is someone who's extremely passionate about living the best life on this earth. That's who I am at the core. In other like additional things, I think for me, I would say I'm music. You know, music to me is my heartbeat. It's not just a career. It's something that gives me life. And also I'm the sort of person who I believe in being positive, you know, not toxic positivity, but the fact that we have the power to create the life we have by the way we choose to think, show up in the world. So that's Olivia. That's Olivia Mbani in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Did you know there was a toxic positivity?
Yes, there
but
is.
In karaoke?
Yes.
Tell me what it is.
Let me tell you, when things are thick, someone's telling you, it could be worse.
that's what a toxic positivity is.
It is there. But the guys will actually tell you, come on, man. People have gone through worse. You can do it.
Yeah.
It's there. It's there.
Okay, so you have like a gauge that you use. Yeah. To know, like, what would be the determining factor for those who are hearing that expression for the first time?
I think, you know, with toxic positivity, it's, you know, what Martin was saying, that you don't acknowledge the situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And all you say is, it shall be well.
Yeah. Yes.
But, like, if someone is going through trauma, or something, we need to acknowledge the fact that it's difficult.
Yeah.
Right? And I think, you know, for us to end up being positive, we need to acknowledge that there's a difficulty happening. Mm. Someone is going through something. So let's acknowledge that first.
Yes.
And then let's be also practical about the solution. If someone doesn't have food, you can't say it's going to be well. Like, can we find them food? You know, and then
pray for it.
The problem.
Yeah, let's find
address
the practical issue.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, there's no way you can change your state of mind if your physical being is troubled. You know, obviously there's stages to it, but I think sometimes we can just say, it's going to be fine, it's good, but someone is actually suffering. So let's put them in a space where they're less traumatized or less stressed. Then we can see how the mind can evolve.
Make progress.
Yes.
Check it out. She's a songwriter and a teacher here of things.
I love it.
It's extremely necessary.
By the way, if you're going through anything, bonga.org.ke, Capital FM have a certain place you can go to and talk to someone.
Where you'll not experience toxic positivity.
Positivity, negativity, any toxicity, by the way. Just people listening to you and trying to help you in your situation. Yeah. So the who are you has been done. So well, fantastic. I feel like you rehearsed it. I clap for you.
When music is at your... Did you hear where she said it is at her core?
At her core.
So can we hear one of these musics?
Yes.
That is at your core?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I know you've got some projects that you've not... It's not released that long ago.
Yes. Actually, the song that you just played, Dreams of My Goku, was released in March, the end of March. So that was done with SP Fire, a DJ producer from South Africa.
Yes.
And so it's been really great to be in the electro house genre because I started off as pop soul, which I still do.
Yes.
So Dreams of My Goku is my latest release.
Okay.
And then before that, there was Take a Chance, which is an EP in the similar genre of music. Mm-hmm. And I think
which is pop soul or
Electro house.
Electro house.
Electro house.
Okay.
So Take a Chance is by me.
Yes.
But it was done by electro house label in London.
Okay.
So they approached. Yes.
We started in South Africa. Now we're in London.
We're in London.
Oh, wow.
We're in London. But
what?
But slowly.
Yeah, but you know, I really would love to share the story of how it happened.
Yes.
So I had just released my first electro house collaboration with Vidza, an amazing DJ producer from Kenya, based here. And then I got a DM on Facebook saying, hey, we heard your song with Vidza. We like your vocals. Are you interested in a collaboration? I'm an A&R for this label. And I was like, sure, why not? So they sent me an email with everything. And then, you know, I just thought I was going to do the usual collaboration. You do the vocals, songwriting, send it.
Yeah.
And then you're featured.
Yeah.
Fast forward a few months later, they ended up deciding to make a whole EP around that one song once they heard what I'd created.
Which is an extended prayer. Excuse me, listeners.
Sorry.
Not an episode.
Yeah, okay? It's not an episode.
Thank you.
So they decided to make a whole EP around that one song. Yeah. So we had the original, the remix, and then like with electro house music, they have like the radio edit. and then the extended version, because DJs like, you know, a lot of length and runway, basically. So yeah, so that's how that happened. And for me, it was like full circle, because I remember many years ago I had tried to, you know, audition for things when I was in university in the UK, and I did not get very far. Yeah. So I felt like having a London label approach me to do my music was pretty surreal. And just as an encouragement to me and other people that keep going.
Yeah.
You know, you never know when the opportunity will come your way.
Whatever is yours is yours.
That's so true.
It comes around.
She actually posted when this thing happened, and she was crying. She was like, "God, you see what has happened?"
Yeah, so moving.
Yeah. I was so happy for you.
Well done.
Thank you. So happy for you.
So we're going to talk about Africa right now. We're going to talk about My Deal Zone, be a My Deal Zone hero, and also talk about the Koroga Festival. Our MD is standing here. Again, I'm just telling you right now, whatever is yours is what?
It's yours.
It's yours. You see, we had an event and everyone went out there and enjoyed themselves.
True.
Had a great time. And then the event ended.
Just like that.
Bah!
It's the kind of adrenaline that rises
and then just a lot of
crashing down.
Like a lot of coffee. Then someone offers you water after. Yeah, toxic positivity.
So, but you know, this conversation, I think, is, I literally had it with somebody this weekend.
Yes.
Saying, so when you guys get back from Naivasha, where is Mr. Riley performing?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, he must be doing something in Nairobi. You guys are going to let him go before. You're going to let him go before he does something for us in Nairobi? And
yes.
I went, you know, that, Yanni,
So why?
So yeah, I just want to ask my MD one.
Yes.
Why didn't we do this, Bana? Why didn't we agree to organize ourselves?
A small
and
event.
And then like, he could have done a collab with Olivia. You know. What happened, MD Bana?
I know. No, that's a great question, guys. And yes, the Koroga thing was the thing.
Mm.
Went very well. Mm-hmm. Farid and the team executed excellent. We got an international star. And as you correctly said, what's next now?
Mm.
So we are asking our listeners and the bigger fraternity who are brand loyal listeners to Capital, what next? Should we have another smaller one in Nairobi? Which are the locations would you prefer? Which are the 4 or 5 top musicians that you'd like us to reach out? Reach out to us, Martin, on our webpage or through our WhatsApp.
Yep.
Let us know. We are there for you. We want to make sure you have a good time with Capital FM team. So the ball is on your court, listeners. Let us know which venue, which musician, and when is the preferred months. And we've got a great team behind us here. We'll make it happen.
So you're saying we don't need to wait for a big thing. You're saying that in the lead up to the next big Koroga, we can continue engaging.
Correct.
Experiencing amazing artists.
Correct.
Like the lineup of Kenyan artists was insane.
Yeah, correct.
Even before Tyrus came on.
Huge talent.
Yeah.
Huge talent. And mind you, this one was at Naivasha, which was a bit the distance.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to think of the accommodation, the driving.
Logistics.
And the logistics piece. Yeah. And it's during the tough time. So why don't we have one in Nairobi?
Yeah.
So let's wait. Let me hear from you guys.
So talk to us at Koroga Festival. We're actually on Twitter at Koroga Festival. Please talk to us as well. You can also WhatsApp us 0701-984-984. Which venue, which artist would you like to see? Would you like to see Olivia on stage?
Of course.
Like to see June on stage.
I want to see her pop soul artist on stage, and then I want to see her lose it with the Electro House DJ people. This is what's going to happen. Mine is what's going to happen. Not that guy who's talking. Right now, we are going to hear songs. And Olivia Ambani is in studio for Jamming on the Jam with an amazing guitarist here. You said your name was what,
name
sir?
Jasper Lubetsani.
Hey, boss.
Lubetsani.
Wait first. Lubetsani?
Yes.
Where is the Lubetsani from?
Lubetsani. I believe my forefathers are from the south, but I myself am from Vihiga, from western part of Kenya.
But he's from the south.
Yeah.
Unaona?
Where?
Sasa tuko na South Africa from the south, Maragoli, Vihiga, London.
Hey.
Hey. What are tu waimbe? No. Yeah. Let us go. What is this song we're about to hear?
So you're about to hear Take a Chance. Lovely. That's from the extended play or EP that I released in January.
Take a Chance. All right.
So I've been thinking about ya since the time that I met ya. As I'm looking in my mirror and all I see is you and me together. I don't know when it got to this, feeling like I could change my world just to make this happen. I don't know the reason why I'm around if you're not with me. I got it good when I love you, and I got it like nobody feels, and I can't keep up with you, and I hope that you love me all day, all night, babe. Tell me something good, and I see your eyes looking at me, and I see the passion flowing through your body, please. And I hope that you want it like me. I'll be good to you. I'm thinking, baby, you and I could make this work. Say it, my love. You'll take me to the place. Hold me, my love. Let you and I connect. Take a chance. Say it, my love. You'll take me to the place. And say it, my love. Let you and I connect. Take a chance. Take a chance. Ooh, hey. Take a chance, take a chance. Hey, 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 I need your love.
What? First of all, this is your register. Can we just discuss those warm tones? It's like a hug, man, with this crazy weather that we're having.
Well, beautiful. So you speak beautiful English, we understand.
What do you think I said?
You said your register. Well, I'm looking at register for notes. Nini, what do you mean?
For voting.
What's the register?
This is where you are.
Yeah.
It's how the voice can go low, high, medium range.
Oh. Her vocals.
No, it's not the same
thing. Her voice.
Sorry, not the same thing.
You know, we are talking to people who do not know what you're saying.
So then ask the question. What are you asking?
What is a register?
What is a register, Olivia Ambani? You who has one? What is a register?
So I guess register, the simple way of explaining, is the range in which your voice can sing.
You can't just say your range is amazing.
I could, but that is many words. And yes, there's one word to say. Demand.
Hey,
register.
I love your range.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. She went... and you hear that range? That is a register.
You know, earlier you talked about the way you had gone and you tried to get into places when you were younger.
Yeah.
Where did you start this journey?
Well, my journey started way back when I was in school, actually. Like just performing in, you know, choir. There was like a group I was in where we'd go and sing at weddings, a cappella. So, you know, it's been very, very many years. But I think when I went to university is when I really was like, okay, let me get serious and see how I can make it a career. And when I was in university, at that time, being an independent artist wasn't like now. It wasn't like as easy as it was where you can just set up and go. Then it was like you need to get signed by a label or you need to win a competition. So that's what I was trying to do. Like I actually even auditioned for X Factor in the UK because I was fortunate enough to be there, and then different musicals, but I didn't get past like the first stage. And you know, to anyone who's ever been for any audition and you don't get past the first stage, you feel like then I must be the worst singer or the worst whatever.
It's about you and not the show.
You start to really doubt yourself. But I think when I got those no's, I think it was one of the biggest blessings, because I went to a friend's wedding and I had to sing. And I couldn't be like, oh, I haven't been accepted by X Factor, so I'm not singing at your wedding. Like, you have to sing. And I remember when I performed at that wedding, I loved it so much. And I remember thinking, you know, whether other people accept my music or not, if I love it enough, I believe that's enough for me to go forward.
Yes, ma'am.
Then fast forward to where I am today. you know, and it just kind of goes to show that some people say no to your dream, but so long as you keep saying yes to it, opportunities will come and you can pivot and find other ways to make your dream happen.
It's so true. Well, and some of those things were just start.
Yeah.
Just start.
Yeah.
Record. How? What was that first experience for you when you said, this is the song I'm going to record? How did you find who you worked with? Like which studio to go to?
Yeah.
How do you even know if this is a good song? I'm just putting words down. Do I even know if it'll work?
Yeah, that's such a good question. So I remember like the first song that I even performed to anyone that I'd ever written was Better Than Just Fine. And when I performed it, I was so scared because I was like, I've never performed anyone music I've written. Mm. So when I went to the show, I told nobody. Only the organizers knew I was coming because obviously they had asked me to perform. So I went, I performed, and I was ready to run off stage because I was like, hey, well, people like this song. But people encored and asked me to come back and they started singing the song back to me. Then I was like, wow, if people are singing back this song to me and it's the first time, then I was like, okay, they're connecting to it. And I know even years after that, people still sing that song back to me. So I think the way I knew was being able to just sing the song and see if people connect to it.
Yes.
So that really helped me because I was working on my album at that time. And then the way I found my producer, I asked people like, you know, who would you recommend? But the final decision came back to how I felt energy-wise. Like, was I comfortable in the space? Yeah, good vibes. Mm. It might sound very like woo-woo, but I honestly believe trust your instinct with somebody, especially when it comes to doing certain projects. It doesn't matter how talented a producer or an instrumentalist is. If your energy doesn't work together, you'll be in trouble.
I agree.
I say amen to that.
I agree.
And I feel like I need some more energy. Another track.
Yeah.
Something to lift us up.
Can we hear this one? This Better Than Just
yes,
Fine.
Yes. That's the one I'm going to do.
Actually one of my absolute favorites. Of
yes. So we're going to do Better Than Just Fine.
I've been walking this road too long to give up right now. They say I know nothing, 'cause I'm so young now. But I feel somewhere inside I'm gonna make it. So I'm gonna keep on moving on. It's gonna be alright. And it will be better than just fine. We're gonna reach the stars and believe much higher. I say it's gonna be alright. And it will be better than just fine. You watch the space, I'm telling you, a champion's in town. See, you don't understand what it takes to make a star shine. They see you don't understand how the game's played. But I say that you are better than they ever guessed. Keep walking, keep going up this road. Say it's gonna be alright, hey. And it will be better than just fine. We're gonna reach the stars and believe much higher. I say it's gonna be alright. And it will be better than just fine. You watch the space, I'm telling you, a champion's in town. The middle of the night, when you're there alone and your dreams are seeming so far. When you're giving up and no one sees the light in you, I want you to speak to yourself and step up and say it's gonna be all right. And it'll be better than just fine. I say believe in yourself. I say it's gonna be all right. And it will be better than just fine. You watch this space, I'm telling you, are champions in town. Yes, this is for you. Believe in yourself. You're more than you think you know. Don't let all those doubters put you down. You know, if you will have, if you will not try, then how will you know that you could climb the mountain higher? You go further. Believe in yourself.
Yeah. So good. Julie, this song cannot end before Martin has sang along. What song people sing along to?
What happened?
No. Just play.
This is the chorus.
Mine has to sing this song.
It's a chorus.
Yeah. This is the anti-toxic positivity song. You understand me?
Yeah, there's a story about it, though.
It's going to be what?
It's going to be okay.
And it's going to be better than?
Just a day.
Just fine. This is so not your song. Oliver, please teach Martin.
So it's really simple.
Yeah,
this song.
Yeah, teach you.
It's going to be all right. Gonna be all right. It will be better than just fine. Uh-huh. We're going to reach the stars and believe much higher. I say it's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right.
It will be better than just fine. You watch the space, I'm telling you, a champion's in town.
Yeah, that's it. Champions are in town. That's what we were saying, guys. That's why we are here together on the jam. Keep playing that guitar now. Yeah. The champions are here now. Yes, we are here today to talk to you and you and you firstborns. You are caned for the other siblings and you are okay. People, it's gonna be okay. You will
be. It's gonna be better than just fine.
For all the firstborns out there.
You're our champions.
You are whipped. You have dead skin.
It's gonna be all right.
Life is hard.
It will be better than just fine.
Responsibility.
You watch this space. I'm telling you, a champion's in town.
You went to a city council school and all your siblings went to Turi.
It's gonna be better than just fine.
You are in Upper Hill, but your siblings were in Hillcrest.
Hey, it'll be grass. Better than just fine.
And they had grass.
They had grass.
Their fields.
You only drank Brookside, and your siblings were in Brookhouse.
They had a dining hall too.
They had a lunch hall and a dining hall and an auditorium. The only thing you had.
Gonna be alright. It will be better than just fine.
You had energy saving jiggers in your school. And they're saying they have a caterer, they have a chef and all that stuff. All you had was a cook.
Martin Kayoki, do you need a hug?
I don't need a hug because I know it's gonna be
alright.
It's gonna be better
than just fine.
I'm gonna go to Brookhouse one day soon. But yeah, that was
so telling
nice.
You a champion's in town.
Ah. That guitar was nice. I felt like
good.
It was a movie.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
So dope.
Why you Brookhouse? You see, that's what happens. I hope you went to Asnini Kanjo school. Like
I did.
That's where we learned how to play good music.
Hilarious.
But yeah, listen, guys. Whenever you went to school, whatever happened, it's going to be all right. It's going to be fantastic. We are jamming on the jam with Olivia Mbani. Let me tell you. Hey, excitement is a lot. But we have to go into the news and hear what exactly is happening.
Mm-hmm.
In this political arena and any good news, I hope UNGA has gone down. And if it has not, it's going to be okay.
It will be better than just fine.
This is the jam, by the way. Karibuni sana. It's now 4:40. That song is just brilliant. Well done, I must say. That was
Ime
so
kugusa.
Nice. Imenigusa.
What's love?
This is true. What is love?
What does it have
is
to do
love
with
being
it?
Told by your parents, I told you to go into that house and I want you to smile for auntie and your cousins. If you don't smile, and you know why you've been beaten, did you? If you don't smile, I will cane you, Ntakumalisa, and tell your mother the same. Okay?
I wonder how many of us had the guts to respond. How many talked back?
Nobody.
Like, asked for explanations as to why.
No, not even one.
Why? You cannot. There's no discussion.
Not in that midst.
You're
like
in Africa.
This day and age of like, let's just talk it out. No, this doesn't work.
Even now. So we are jamming on the jam.
I'm new age parents. I think they're there. But anyway, we'll come back to it. Maybe we should write a song.
June, can I ask you a question?
Ask me.
Because you would be a new age parent.
Yeah.
If your child, if you're like, do not do that.
No, I would not be a new age parent.
Why? Why are you telling me what to do, mom? What you going to do? Death.
That, in fact, that is a lot of words. Death. Those words that they were able
to. What you, papa?
Assume something has already flown. You don't even, it's the tone. That first, what?
What you going to do, mom?
Finish the sentence.
And gangster life, mom. What you going to do, jamming on the jam with Olivia Mbani? I'm the one who owns this house, mom.
Where? Yeah, practice. That's
even funny. Even your neighbor. Even your neighbor.
Curtis listening right now.
Curtis will.
Okay, let us preach peace. Let us preach peace here. Okay. There can be seriousness. There can be serious problems.
Oh.
Olivia Mbani, thank you for being here with us.
You're welcome.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about your other profession. Mm-hmm. Not Ati, the one you work in. Ati, then music is a hobby. The other profession.
Yeah, I love that, yes.
Which is, you're a marketing consultant.
Yes, I am.
What does that mean?
So marketing consultant just basically means I work for myself, mm-hmm. but I help entrepreneurs, individuals and businesses to mm-hmm. be able to brand themselves and be able to increase their sales or increase visibility so that mm-hmm. they can make more money. That's a summary of what I do.
How much of that has helped your other profession now, your musical career?
Immensely. In fact, one of the big commitments I made to myself was, as a marketing consultant, I hired myself. Mm. So I use my own services because I felt that there's no way I can tell someone I'm a marketing consultant if my own brand is not achieving. So I basically decided that my music brand would be like one of my clients and I would use that to show like how effective I am as a marketing consultant. But it's been immensely useful. Yeah, because I'm able to see what's working, what's not working. And then and even when I'm working with my clients, I'm more compassionate because I understand what it takes to have to implement a lot of the stuff
for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's been really useful. So I think even for anyone else who has like multiple careers, don't underestimate the power of that network and the power of using what you have. Because a lot of times people think, let me just quit this other thing and fully focus on one.
Yes.
That is an option if you want to do it that way. But I think there's a benefit of having more than one thing that you're doing.
So I want you to market yourself. As they say, say market.
Yeah.
When you're on the radio station, you say market.
Yes.
Somebody say market.
Market.
That's right. So if another musician, professional who's out there, who's been looking for this service, this mm-hmm. person, what would you tell them? I think give them a top two that will make them call Olivia right after this show is over.
Right. So I think the first thing I would say is, look at my career as it is right now. Mm-hmm. I've been able to take myself from where nobody knows who I am to mm-hmm. being called internationally by labels mm-hmm. and producers. Mm-hmm. So that's number one. But the second thing is I'm able to empathize and give you strategy that makes sense because I'm a fellow artist.
Okay.
So I'm not just talking about things that I have not applied myself. Mm-hmm. And so if you're looking for someone like that, call me. And I manage all my social media platforms. So if you DM, it's Olivia responding. It's not somebody
it's
else
not
responding.
Another, it's a droid.
No, it's not that. No, it's not that. So, you know, I'm on all the major social media platforms. So that's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. So just search for Olivia Mbani and you are guaranteed to find me.
Huh. Me, I would hire her today.
Also, one Daniel Swago, just off the topic. Kabisa is comparing you to Tracy Chapman.
Hey.
Oh, wow. Okay. We are honored here.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right.
Danny, just to let you know, her register is fantastic.
good job.
Brilliant.
Good
brilliant
job.
Stuff.
All right. Another song.
Yeah, please. That's another exactly song. What I've been told by Swago. Can you shut up and let us?
let her register. Okay.
So what track are you going in for?
So I'm going to do Yes, I Love You, which is a song off my album, The Awakening. So this is my pop soul side. So the song I did was from pop soul side and this one as well. And it's off my album. And if you want someone to sing it at your wedding, you know who to call.
Yes, I love you.
Oh, yes, I love you just the way you are. And I... yes, I love you just the way you are and I. Oh, I, oh, I, oh.
Oh, I. Can't you see the love you have received? Oh, can't you see the love you have received? Oh, you, my love, it's all for you. My love, it's all for you. And I love just the way you are. And I do love just the way you are. And I love the way you are. Love the way you are. My love. Can't you see the love that you could give? Oh, you, yes, we could love. Can't you see the love that you could give? Oh, you, my love, yes, we could love. My love, yes, we could love. Yes, I love you just the way you are, and I. Yes, I love you just the way you are, and I, my love, yes, we could love. My love, yes, we could love. And I love just the way you are. And I do love just the way you are. And I love the way you are. Love the way you are. Yes, I love the way you are. Love the way you are. Yes, I love the way you are. Love the way you are.
That is such a song for weddings and
and this weather
and commemorations of like 10th anniversary, first month of baby.
Because by that time you're like, "Nyewe, let me just love you the way you are." Yes, and you can't, by the time you have to say yes, yeah, I love you. There was a question. There was a question. There was some doubt.
Also, can you tell, what's the story behind that song for you?
So with "Yes, I Love You," it was, I had realized I'd written a lot of sad love songs on my whole album. And then by the time I got to writing this song, I felt like I simply wanted a simple way to say I love you. And this song came. And when I was writing it, I was like, is it too simple? Do I need more words? But then I realized, like, sometimes you just need to keep it simple.
Yeah.
And just get straight to the point that you love this person. But I also find this song as more like a self-affirmation to me, telling myself that I love me just the way I am. So even when I perform it, like at shows, I like to tell people, dedicate it to yourself.
Yeah.
We're sometimes really good at telling other people, I love you, I love you. But how often do you stop and say, you know, I got your back, self. Like, I love you.
You know someone else who loves you just the way you are?
Mm-hmm.
Ian Bugwa.
Oh, wow.
And he just confessed something that was just in the air. And I knew it. That you are a Brookhouse alumna.
I am.
You went to a school with an auditorium.
We had grass. That's true.
Okay, teacher Ian, just please make an exception and give Martin just one sem. Let him be a Brookhouse student so that he can stop this bitterness.
With Erika Naina
as
my teacher as well.
He needs to be able to roll in the grass, eat in that dining hall.
Score a try.
Yeah? Score a try there. Be on the stage.
Be dropped by
a
chopper.
In your theater. Yeah? Those are the things. Okay.
But anyway.
Relax yourself.
Yeah, let's go
but
back.
But here's the
to
thing I want to tell you, Olivia. I've been trying to place who you remind me of in terms of your voice. And it's interesting because she has the same initials as you do. Do you know who I'm speaking of?
No.
Do you want to try and guess? Martin, do you know? This register you are here so proudly tweeting about. Do you know who's...
You've lost me on the O-R?
O-A are her initials.
Mm. As you tell us.
Oletta Adams.
Oh, wow.
So proud.
Right?
Wow.
Right?
She's legend.
Isn't
like,
she?
Yo.
Go and listen to Get Here. You know, remember that song? I don't care how you get here, just get here if you can. Please go and listen to that song. You will smash it out of the park. Olivia Ambani, Oletta Adams in concert. I can see it.
Imagine.
It's the OA.
I'll be like, June.
Oh my God. This is brilliant. OA squared.
OA squared. I love it.
In a moment. You need a moment. It's a rush of genius. This is the Jam on 98.4 Capital FM. Keep your comments coming in. Olivia, where exactly can you be found? You said you're on all platforms, everything, yeah. But I think just for our listeners, can you...
So specifically, two places you can definitely find me is Instagram. So look for Olivia _Ambani. And then on YouTube, look for Olivia Ambani. I'm on both spaces.
And if people want to hire you, they can DM you there?
Yeah, is DM, email? Yeah, they can DM me there. Or you can just send to my email, which is... I have two, but I'll give you my music one. OliviaAmbaniMusic at gmail.com.
Symbol.
Simple, just my first name, my last name, and then add music.
Any events we can find you on online?
Yeah, so I'm actually doing an event this Friday, an Instagram Live. It's actually for charity to help a friend of mine who is actually raising funds for a kidney transplant. Her name is Esteri Tabandeki. Okay. So I'm doing a live just to support that. And there's also like a film actually viewing the next day on the 2nd. So all the details are I'll be sharing on my page, but also on Save Esteri page. But yeah, if you just come to my Instagram or any of my socials, I'll be promoting that live that's happening this Friday.
This Friday.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you done any film scoring work? Is your music on any movies?
Yes.
Or TV shows?
Yeah,
or like
actually,
that?
Like I was so happy to get my movie, I mean, my music in a movie called...
The movie's coming.
Yeah, the movie's coming. Yeah, yeah. In Just In Time, which is on Netflix. Yeah.
Yes.
So my song Falling Star was selected to be there. And that was, let me try and summarize the story. Basically, I shot my shot. So I found the director, DM'd, and I was like, hey, I have music in case you're looking for artists.
Yeah.
And then they actually responded. And fast forward to, that's how my music got into the movie.
Just DM.
And I went to the website and found a form. And you know how when you fill a form, you're like, people don't respond to forms.
Yeah.
But I'd given the information, my other contacts, links, as much information as I could. And then she said, this is so strange. I never respond to these, but I felt led to open your email. And I actually was editing a movie when you sent me this information. Okay. And so she heard the stuff, liked it. And yeah, so you never know.
Any voice work? Ambani.
I haven't done any voice work.
You should.
Like really you should. Like VO work, huh?
VO work, documentaries, all that stuff. The whole lot. You should.
Thank you.
You
it's
know
good.
And your voice, you project. You know, it comes from in there. The lungs. Yes. Remove it all. Hi, there is a rare cheetah. It's a spotted spider. You know, something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
A spotted spider. Got it. It makes perfect sense. Not.
Yeah.
But I agree with Martin.
Thank you so
much. I do
much.
Think your voice can lend itself to so many other beautiful things. So my takeaway, love yourself, shoot your shot.
Yes.
Slide into those DMs.
Imagine.
Yeah. And because you just never know.
You just never know.
Right.
You know, and I think just to dispel the myth of it's only some people.
Yeah.
No, if you don't put yourself out there, people will know you exist.
Please.
So our DJ producer friends in America, you can call her now. It's fine. Okay. Like she's ready for you. You're ready for her. The universe was aligning.
Yes.
Also, call her at your girl.
Also, our friends who make much more money in Nigeria, Tanzania, South Africa, Uganda, and right here in Kenya.
Yes.
You can call her now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because America right now is.
I'm ready. I'm ready. And I'll come back and tell the story of how that all happened.
We have confirmed. Yes. Please.
Brilliant.
Thank
stuff.
You for having me.
No, you're so welcome. Jasper. Thank you.
I deeply appreciate it.
Yeah. My guy, at which school were you in? Because I was in Upper Hill.
I was in Westlands Border Primary School.
Where?
That's my primary school. Uh-huh. Border Primary is just Church Road.
Yes Westlands Primary,
No, not Westlands. Border Primary.
Border,
is just
okay.
Yeah, it's just next to Westlands Primary School. That's
okay.
My primary.
So you went to a school with grass?
Yeah.
Okay.
A bit of grass.
I swear, runs. Okay.
Oh, wow.
We got glass.
Yeah.
In the West
so I was here in town, Catholic parochial. There was no grass. But we're going to go into the news right now. Thank you, guys. That was fantastic. You guys
Thank
are
you.
So awesome, talented. And Ian Bugwa, Sina Fees, I need a sponsor. Okay.